Welcome back to the Up North Podcast. I'm Kirk Bankstead, and along with me are Pat Kreitlow and Kristen Bry.
And this time around, I think we're going to come up with a proper name for the segment eventually. But what came to mind is these are just some folks that have made the news for all the wrong reasons. Some are from Wisconsin, some are not. So we're just going to call it for now Cheeseheads and Chuckleheads. One, both, all of the above, or none of the above. We're going to start with legislation that your Wisconsin lawmakers are taking up, not pandemic safeguards, not vaccine passports, not even the state budget quite yet, but the Star Spangled Banner Act. And that is because State Senator Pat Testin, Republican of Stevens Point, has introduced a bill that would require the national anthem to play prior to sporting events in venues that have received taxpayer funding. That would, of course, include Lambeau Field, American Family Field, Fiserv Forum. Testin said, "Here, I feel like we should have, I didn't have the music ready in the background.
Oh, that would have been good.
You know, hearing the Star Spangled Banner at a sporting event." You know whose voice this should be in? Sam the Eagle from The Muppet Show. "Hearing the Star Spangled Banner at a sporting event reminds us that despite our differences, we have something in common. We are Americans. This tradition traces its roots back more than a century, even predating the song's adoption as the national anthem. Even predating professional sports with crowds in arenas. It's a practice that unites us." Sure, ask Colin Kaepernick how well that worked out for him. This is what we're working on in Madison right now, is to, you have to play a song because it makes, you know.
But again, is this just a bill with no problem? Like, I feel like all of the sporting events that this would apply to, they already do play the national anthem.
I rank it up there. This was decades ago when they talked about prayer in schools and outlawing prayer in schools. Nobody outlawed prayer. You can say a prayer anytime you want when that pop quiz is handed out. And if somebody wants to sing the Star Spangled Banner, they can stand up and do it all they want. But, you know, again, the folks that don't like government intrusion are suddenly really good with government intrusion when it comes to telling you what kind of music you have to play in your PA system.
Isn't this all about didn't the Dallas Mavericks, like Mark Cuban, decide that they weren't going to play the national anthem before?
Yeah, that's where it came Mavericks from, was Mark Cuban saying, look,
oh,
let's not.
And so because it causes, because, you know, for a lot of professional black players, it's like now become such a distracting thing, you know, because yes, they should kneel. They should, you know, join hands, you know, but it's distracting for professional sports to even have this thing. And so the Mavericks were like, you know what, we're just not going to have this national anthem before, and that'll kind of get rid of this back and forth. It just kind of puts it under the table, and it's their every right for them to do that. And so that's I think the initial law or the thing was like in Texas. But then it's like, now it's like what we talked about last week, like model legislation, like you introduced, Kristen. It's like now some group is saying, okay, some senator in every state has got to introduce this crazy Star Spangled Banner legislation that has nothing to do with helping the state of Wisconsin.
Well, and it doesn't get to the root cause here. And the reason it's become a distraction is because of a legitimate protest against police violence, no different than the legitimate protest made by those Olympic athletes doing the Black Power salute in 1968. That kind of dissent is the height of patriotism. If you don't like it, talk about the root event. But to mandate the national anthem be played is not going to help anything along those lines. It's a very unhelpful state legislator, no different than the next state legislator we're going to talk about, one Laura Reinbold. And you don't know her name because she's not a Wisconsin state senator. She's an Alaska state senator. She has to fly to Juneau because of where she is in the Anchorage area. It's Alaska. You need a plane to get there. So what has she been doing on these flights from her home to the state capitol? She's been asked to wear a face mask. She calls the flight attendants on American Airlines mask bullies. She's on video clashing with the airline employees about wearing the mask. So the business, and again, these are folks that love to say, let businesses decide. This business has said, fine, you're done, Senator Reinbold. You are banned from Alaska Airlines. I'm sorry, I said American Airlines before. Alaska Airlines says, nope, you don't get to fly with us anymore. She now has to drive 14 hours, and including going to Canada to then get on a ferry, all because she wanted to abuse airline employees who were simply doing their job of trying to keep her safe. So it's not just Wisconsin or Washington that has a premium on legislators behaving badly.
Oh, no. I mean, I feel like we can find every single state, plus Puerto Rico, plus DC, plus America Samoa. We could probably find people who do.
I want to find the worst lawmaker on American Samoa.
No, I know there's one. Come on. But there's a name for it, though. Like, one state's got it better than Wisconsin. It's like Florida Man. Like, there's actually like a meme for the crazy things that happen in Florida.
Literally, if you type in your birthday and Florida Man, like Florida Man, June 18th, something will pop up that says Florida Man does XYZ.
Yep. Google. I did that once. I can't remember what it came up with, but it was just too embarrassing for me to even share, because that's what they do. But, you know, you can't talk about the Florida Man of Wisconsin politics without talking about Glenn Grothman. And
yes,
we've already brought up how he made racially insensitive remarks and had to respond to them while wearing a funny little St. Patrick's Day hat. Now he's taken it a step further and was criticizing rapper Cardi B for her recent performance. Kristen, I can't.
No, it wasn't that. It's that he, on the floor of Congress, he said that constituents were calling his office complaining about Cardi B's performance.
Of course they were.
At the Grammys.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to see the receipts. Like, I'm just looking for the receipts of who, in their right mind, the first thing they think of when they see an offensive, like, how many, like, everyone was up in arms after J-Lo and Shakira, like, shook it a little too hard at the Super Bowl last year and were very upset about it. Like, you really think their first thought is like, I'm going to call my congressman.
I'm going to call
Glenn
Grothman.
What? No one's calling Glenn Grothman to complain about Cardi B. He just somehow thought that it was an appropriate thing to bring up.
I like this congressman. The challenge is down. Kristen has put the challenge down, and we want to see the receipts. Who's been calling up to complain about Cardi B to you? And with that, and again, Grothman said that her performance was inconsistent with basic decency. I got some words for the congressman about what's inconsistent with basic decency, but we don't have time to talk about insurrections right now. Our email, info@upnorthpodcast.com. Thanks for joining us at the cabin. For Kristen Brian Kirk Bankstead, I'm Pat Kreitlow. Won't you let me die?